You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I was really excited to hear for the opportunity to preach, and then I found out the topic was on the angel or angels from Luke chapter 2, and then I was stumped, and I thought to myself, why couldn't I get Mary, Joseph, and the baby like Brother Luke Flood? And then I thought, well, what about the shepherds like, you know, Brother Reimers? Yep. And I said to my wife, I said, angels, I don't think I own a book entirely on angels. I've got a few with chapters. I've got the Bible, praise the Lord. I started thinking through all the various stories and then, of course, the connections and all of that. And my wife looked over at me so sweetly and said, honey, you know everything you need to know about angels. She said, you are married to an angel. And so I've written her a song. I'm titling it Earth Angel. And I think maybe I'll, well, I won't do that. But anyhow, Luke chapter 2, let's pick up, if you would, in verse number 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. I could only imagine being there that night. Verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there were with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Verse 9 says the angel, verse 10 says the angel, verse 13 says the angel. I can only imagine that heavenly host, that angelic choir. But then we see in verse 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. And Pastor wanted me to focus on the angel and the angels, but I want you to skip down a little further to verse 21. In the middle of the verse, it says his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And this angel here in verse 21 very clearly is the angel of Luke chapter number 1, Gabriel, who came to Zacharias, and Gabriel, who came to Mary. And we don't know for sure, but it would seem as though perhaps it was Gabriel here in chapter 2. But what I will say is to be ignorant of angels is inexcusable. The Bible has so much to say. 34 books of the Bible incorporate angel or angels, and they're referenced nearly 300 times in the Word of God. A study of these dignified, obedient messengers of God bring comfort to our hearts today. We are never to pray to or worship the angels. John tried that in Revelation 21, and he was rebuked by the angel. We have to understand that we are not to be ignorant of these spiritual benefits that we receive and recognize and receive these angels as ministers of God who give to us sustaining power, and they open our eyes to providential truth. Jesus came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and yet twice in his earthly ministry, he was ministered unto, once by an angel and once by angels. We see in Luke 22, verse 43, he didn't come to earth to deliver this angel Christ from the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane. He came to give sustaining strength to our Savior so he could successfully endure the cross. Some have stated that Christ was human and fearful of the suffering and desired to escape the fate and doom of the cross, but that is not true at all. Jesus was the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundations of the world. And we understand that, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. When blood came from the temples of our Savior's forehead in the Garden of Gethsemane, it became very evident that his life was in danger. And if Jesus had died in Gethsemane, there would have been no reconciliation, no atonement, no redemption for the sins of mankind. Christ cried out to the Father to deliver him from a premature death. And his prayer was answered by an angel arriving to impart strength to him, to give him in his moment of need. During the 40 days of Jesus' fasting in the wilderness, Satan was tempting him at every point. And there can be no doubt that this extended period of fasting, and then we think of the continual temptations of Satan, were weakening our Savior, the Lord Jesus, to such a degree that he needed additional strengthening. And angels, the Bible says, did not prevent the temptation from being made, but they did provide strength necessary for Christ to endure the season of his earthly ministry. We must believe Colossians 1:16, for by him, Jesus, were all things created that are in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Sadly, today we often have no serious thought to the reality of these spiritual beings of the invisible world. We may not feel their presence or see them tangibly, but they exist and they exert their influence continually. Amen. Amen. Another Bible, although the Bible does not give us a clear and complete understanding of the ranks of angels, these dignified, intelligent creatures, heaven's messengers, enough can be gathered from the scriptures to understand their names and rank that provide to us that there is an order among this angelic hierarchy. The Bible applies the word angel in three ways. First, it refers to Christ, the angel of God, and Jehovah usually signifies a theophany, an appearance of Christ before Bethlehem's manger. Second, it's used for pastors. We see that in Revelation chapter 1, who are stars placed in the right hand of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see the letters written in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation to the angels or the messenger of the church. And then thirdly, it's for these celestial beings that we're discussing tonight. And these are unseen angelic beings. They are ministering spirits to us. They're employed in a number of ways as messengers of God to man. These faithful angels are pure spirits and have the ability to minister to you and I in our hour of need. There are three angels that are named in the Bible: Lucifer, the morning star, Isaiah 14. This is the name of the unfallen devil, Satan, in his Satan being his fallen name, if you would. Isaiah 14, 12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" We know the name Michael, the archangel. Oh my. The Bible mentions only one archangel. Michael will be the one who sounds the trumpet. Amen. That's the next prophesied event to take place. Jude in verse 9, "Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee." He's also mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." But there's a third angel named Gabriel. Gabriel means the strength of God. He was an angelic prophet and interpreter of the prophetic word of God and a revealer of the sovereign plans of God throughout the generations. It was Gabriel who flew to Daniel swiftly to inform him, to give Daniel skill and understanding of things to come. And he expounded to the prophet the whole course of the Gentile history in Daniel chapter 8 and in Daniel chapter 9. It was Gabriel who revealed to Zechariah that he was to be the father of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Luke 1:19, if you want to turn back, you can. "And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee glad tidings." It was Gabriel that revealed to Mary that he was sent from God. And the Bible says in Luke 1:26, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary." So now we come back to our text tonight, Luke chapter number 2. Oh my, this angelic anthem rang out, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to man." Could you imagine being in the wilderness that night? This multitude of heavenly hosts proclaiming the birth of Jesus over the plains of Bethlehem. this celestial choir from heaven suddenly appearing in this glorious divine light illuminating the dark night sky, I could only imagine the fear it struck in the hearts of the shepherds. I want you to notice with me that these angels all came in a moment of fear. Angels are manly, angels are mighty, and angels are messengers sent from God. This time was a political time of oppression and fear as the Romans were oppressing the people of God. Financially, it was a difficult time, especially when you think of Mary and Joseph as they had to take time to travel and take this journey and then be taxed. Socially, they were outcasts, if you would, even of their own family, being misunderstood and misrepresented. Physically, to consider the taxing of the trip and now to give birth in a stable. Psychologically, as we consider the shepherds in that evening sky in Bethlehem, over the fields there of Bethlehem and that heavenly angelic being. But everywhere you read in this account of the Christmas story where angels show up, the message is a message, fear not. The angels show up to Zacharias, fear not. You read that in Luke chapter 1. The angels show up to Mary in Luke chapter 1 and they say, fear not. The angel shows up to Joseph in Matthew chapter number 1 as Joseph is feeling betrayed and broken and his future dreams are completely shattered. And the angel says, fear not. And now we have this angel host in the Jerusalem midnight sky that has shown up and they say to the shepherds, fear not. Aren't you glad that we have a God who sends his messengers to tell you and I this evening not to fear? God has everything under control. The message was clear, fear not. The motive was don't be afraid. You see, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I love what Paul said to the church at Philippians. He tells them, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. We see this was a message of no fear. The motive was not, it was to get rid of the fear. The message was glad tidings of great joy for all people. This was a good message. How many of you understand that not every message in the Bible is positive? The fact that we're all sinners, that's not very positive. The fact that there's a payment for sin and that there's a lake of fire. But this was a good message. For hundreds of years, the glory of God and the voice of God has been silent now. God had tabernacled with man and God had manifested his presence in the temple. But now because of the sin in the nation of Israel, it's been silent for hundreds of years. And on this very night, the glory of God has come to earth. And the Lord Jesus, I believe, God the Father sent all of the angels, the heavenly host, to celebrate this wonderful moment. It was a good message of good tidings. It was a glad message of great joy. 10,000 joys, amen. We have a daughter named Joy. My wife says, one is enough for us. Praise the Lord, amen. But 10,000 joys. It was a global message. It was to all people. I love that about the gospel message of Jesus Christ. But the miracle was that it was the Savior of the world. The Savior had come to man. Matthew 1:21, and he shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. So what is it that you and I can glean? What is the meditation as we consider these angelic beings? As we consider the Savior coming to earth in this Christmas story, God sends his messenger so we can learn. We can learn that he is a God who directs the invisible, that he is a God that does the impossible, that he is a God who deals with the imperfect, even Zechariah, who did not believe. The Lord was patient and merciful and brought him to a place of belief. Angels showed up when there was an impossible task to accomplish, when there was an important announcement to be made, when there was an interpretation needed as Daniel was lacking understanding and skill. The promises are incalculable, incomprehensible, and inconceivable as we consider these angelic beings. They remind us that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Look at chapter 1 and verse number 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. That is the Christmas message to you and to my heart this evening. Angels, teach us that there is a message to proclaim. Angels, teach us that there is an enemy that needs to be defeated. Angels, teach us that there is a work to accomplish. There are cities to reach. There are buildings to build. There is land to conquer. There are churches to start. There are missionaries to send. There are people to lead. There are countries that need the gospel message, that are close to the gospel message today. And there are languages that do not have a copy of the Word of God. There is a work to do. The same elect angels are near to you and I this evening, watching over us to help guide us with God's providential hand and guard us by God's almighty power. May we have the wisdom not to complain about the difficulties of our circumstances that we face in life, but instead look for God's angels to help us guide through these turbulent storms. Gabriel gave Daniel a vision and understanding of the future in Daniel 8 and 9. Daniel understood that God had a plan, and he was excited about his part in God's plan. 500 to 600 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem's manger, Daniel was to oversee the wise men of a place in Babylon, and yet all these years later, there were wise men traveling from the east. Is that not interesting? It's no coincidence that Daniel was over the wise men from Babylon. We must be like Daniel today and understand that God has a plan, and we should anticipate watching for God's plan to unfold while we seek to fulfill our roles and responsibilities in His plan. Zacharias, Luke chapter 1, he didn't believe at first. God works through those who are slow to believe. Aren't you thankful as we consider doubting Thomas? Don't become dumb like Zacharias. Amen, literally. Anyways, that was my dad joke for the evening. Think about that a little bit. You'll get it. But we must rejoice that God will still use our lives when we're slow in heart to believe. Mary believed immediately, and she accepted God's plan. Let's look back at chapter 1, if you would. And I want you to see this beautiful story as it unfolds. The Bible says in verse 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. That's one of two times that statement sent from God is even in the Bible. Unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Don't you love that? Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. But I love Mary's response. Verse number 38, and Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Mary believed, and Mary obeyed immediately. We see the story of Joseph, who believed and obeyed immediately as well. And we won't take time to go to Matthew's gospel, but Joseph reminds us that when we're disillusioned, and when we're heartbroken, and when our plans are derailed, and when we are discouraged, God is still in control, and He's behind the scenes and potentially working to bring out the greatest blessings and miracles that we could ever experience. Amen. And then we consider the shepherds. The shepherds remind us, as Brother Reamer so eloquently preached last week, that there's a story to tell to the nations, that all the world should know the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As the angels sang glory to God in the highest, we're reminded of the psalmist who said in Psalm 150 in verse number 6, "Let everything that hath praise, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." Praise ye the Lord. Tonight, I wonder if we can just take time to just praise the Lord. We can be thankful for these angelic beings and who are ministering spirits today. We can be thankful for the great message of Christmas and salvation and God's mercy and His grace and the greatest gift that's ever been known to mankind. But let's remember that angels are still active today. And God's plan is not over yet. And may we acknowledge that we must respond by faith. We may not see angels physically, but it's our job as we hear the Word of God to respond in faith to the Word of God. Every time we open it to read it, and every time it is open to be proclaimed. With heads bowed tonight and eyes closed, let's consider the greatness of God as He sends to us these wonderful celestial angels, these wonderful messengers, mighty, mighty angels. There's so much I cut out from this message on angels. But tonight we can trust God through the difficult times. Even in times where we're disillusioned and hurting, as we consider even Mary, we can be obedient to the Lord and we can honor Him. And then let's focus on praising Him through the challenging times as these shepherds came and sang glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. This Christmas, maybe we need to just spend some more time glorifying God and praising Him for His greatness and His goodness as we consider all that He's done for us.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.